Blog Talk Radio. Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, it's Christiana Leducer today. Today I have a guest, Malin Hidalgo. I'm going to bring her on here.
Hello, Christiana.
Hello, Malin.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Hi, Christiana. I'm great. I'm excited to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you're on the show with me today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Malin.
Okay. So, well, Dart, I guess you guys are interested in my spiritual path because that's what the show is about. I am a spiritual advisor, coach, and teacher. Currently, I'm in a shamanic apprenticeship. To becoming a shamanic practitioner, I think there's actually no specific training to become a shamanic, but because it's so in-depth and so mystical. But I am learning the practice, which has become my new passion. My journey has been, well, I guess since I was a teenager over 15 years ago, and I started teaching meditation in Miami at Zen Miami about 5 years ago. And currently I live in Connecticut, and this is what I'm doing, the peer coaching and seeing clients as well and helping others basically reach their own inner light, because that's what it's about. It's people achieving their own inner light.
Could you give everybody your information, like where, if they wanted to reach you for your services, where they could reach you?
Sure. Very easy to contact. You can follow me on Facebook. My page is called Mystic May. And my email is theblissfulmystic@gmail.com. And I do readings on Skype. But most importantly is, my goal is to help my clients with achieving their own manifestation and empowering them. So that's what I want to do today and speak about what we love most, spirituality, right?
That's great. I'm excited to hear it. So today, like she said, everybody, we're going to be discussing spirituality and spirituality in our everyday lives. She's going to talk to us a little bit about what is called the shadow in the shamanic world, as well as meditation, ways of just being basically at your best and your most centered. Does that sound about right, Malin?
Yeah, I think it's very important because we do live in we all have very busy lives with family and with our jobs, and it could get really crazy sometimes. So we all need a center to go back and ground ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we could say, oh, we're in the spirituality path. Yes, I love meditating, but it's just so easy to get drift off and just forget, you know, becoming busy and forget to actually take a moment to breathe and center yourself. Especially when we're going through problems, because sometimes we get caught up in the issues and our own problems that we forget our main goal, which is what everybody wants, to feel peaceful. So what do we need to feel peaceful? It's a question that I get from people from all walks of life. People, you know, some people think it's money, but then I have people with a lot of money and that they don't have that inner peace. So it's really important for us to find a way for us to feel peaceful. And actually, some misconception that people have about the whole spirituality, that it's supposed to be only love and light. And as you know, Christiana, it's not always like that. most of us that have been in this spiritual journey have been through very tough paths. And this is, you know, there's a lot of reasons why it could be. It could be our own karmic path. A lot of times people that are wise and in tune have to go through certain situation, but we actually choose this from the spirit world. Even before we come in, we choose to balance out.
Oh, sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No.
I was just going to ask really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could explain what a karmic, what did you call it? A karmic
karmic contracts. Okay, so before we're born into this physical world, which we forget instantly where we come from the spirit world, right? Us as perfect, egoless beings in the spirit world, you know, we incarnate in many lifetimes. And there might have been things in other lifetimes with other people that happened. So instead of us, people think that karma is just something that happens when you do something bad, but it's actually things that we choose to balance. So before we incarnate in this physical world, we actually choose to balance out this karma with a person. Let's say it's with a person. So let's say, I'm just going to give an example just to clear this. Let's say in a past life, our father abandoned us, and we feel this horrible, horrible feelings of abandonment in this lifetime. And, you know, we don't know why, because our father lives with us, but in this lifetime we might come in contact with this spirit, not as our father, or this human, not as our father, but it's the same spirit, but maybe as our partner, as our actually romantic partner. So from the spirit world, we say, okay, the way we're going to balance out this karma is in this next lifetime, I'm going to leave you. And then this karma is balanced. So sometimes when these things happen that we don't understand why, we actually chose it. Our higher self actually chose this path for growth and to balance out karma. So, and right now we're in a time that it's like we're getting express karmic balances, let's say, because we're awakening. So we have to deal with these karmic relationships that are just chaotic. But the beautiful thing is that you don't have to deal with it again in another lifetime. And it's actually being balanced so it doesn't happen again, even in this lifetime. Because a lot of times... Mm-hmm.
So in order to find that peace and balance within, you're saying that karma has to kind of just play itself out in our lives.
Well, it doesn't really cause peace, because at the moment when it's happening, we don't feel peaceful, meaning that in our soul level, actually chose to balance out that karma with this specific person or thing
mm-hmm.
that happened. So we actually chose that. And of course, when something happens to us, we might not know why things happen. A lot of things are, you know, part of our own fears of subconscious. And some things are karmic that we just have to go
mm-hmm.
through just so we don't have to keep on living it. And there's also ways that you could cut ties with karmic people consciously, but I think that's another topic. Sometimes they're what we call soul contracts. And these are not fun a lot of times, because, you know, it could hurt. It doesn't feel good. But the most beautiful thing is that you could have a relationship and know that, okay, it ran its course. This was the reason. Let's say I helped this person awaken, or this person helped awaken me in some shape or form. And let's move on to the next dance. Let's do this again, maybe next lifetime, maybe not. And when you look at things from a lighter perspective, it just gets much more easier because we're able to accept things that happen and not be so hard on ourselves. I think it's easier to transition in that way.
So speaking of going through tough times, I know, like we said earlier, there's often a misconception or misunderstanding that we're supposed to always be positive. And everything's supposed to be positive and love and light. Can you tell me about the shadow and in the shamanic world and what you've been learning about that? Share it with the audience.
Well, not more in the shamanic world, but in everyday life. How about that? And in spirituality, because a lot of the thing is with New Age movement, a lot of things been commercialized. So it's like, oh, the love and light and, oh, the enlightenment, just keep on meditating. But we know, and you and I, Christiana, both know that it's not like that, that we have actually what we call the dark night of the soul. And it's just not one night when we're going through our awakening. Our dark night of the soul is, it could be many nights. And it's very scary. It sort of feels like you're going to die. And it's because your ego is sort of dying. Your ego, and don't get me wrong, the ego just tries to keep us safe. You know, a lot of people just vanish the ego. And no, our ego actually tries to keep us safe. But the main thing is we have to be aware where these thoughts are coming from. Is it our ego or is it our spirit? Because once our spirit starts awakening, our ego gets scared. Now, we all have I call it a shadow side, or the side that, you know, we all have to keep on work when things don't turn out our way. It could be addictions. It could be just feelings of depression, all those lower vibrations. And to me, it's really important that you just don't tuck those feelings under the table and dismiss them and act like nothing's wrong. Because the thing is, once we act like nothing is wrong, these problems are going to resurface again in some shape or form. These issues, these shadows are going to come back up. So the main thing that we have to do is, okay, we acknowledge it. You know what? Today I'm feeling crappy. And this is what it is. I'm having a crappy day. I want to say the S word, but I'm not going to say it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a bad day today. I'm just not in a good mood. And you recognize it, and it's okay. It's okay to be there. The thing is, don't stay there too long. Because if you stay there too long, now we're going to create an energy. Now we're giving an energy. If we stay in that low vibration for a long time, we're gonna attract more of it. So you gotta move up what Esther Hicks calls the vibration, the scale, according to how you feel. So, for example, if you feel rage, you know, you cannot go from rage to love and light because it's too big of a gap. So you go from rage to anger. Anger is just a little bit better than rage, right? And then from anger, you move up to revenge. And okay, I'm not saying to be vengeful, but revenge is actually a little bit of a better vibration than rage.
Really?
And then, yes. So, because you're actually be like, you know what? I'm going to do something. And it's sort of you feel empowered again, even though it's not a good vibration. Don't stay there for long. And I know your partner doesn't want to hear that. But you move up. Okay, so from revenge, okay, then no, this is not good. What's the next step up? Oh, I'm just depressed now. Okay, I'm just, you know, sad. I'm accepting it. This happened. I'm sad. I'm going to cry it out. I'm going to scream it out. Okay, from sad, you move up to hopeful. Now you're feeling hopeful. Okay. You know what? This happened, but I'm going to move forward. You're not in that, remember, that rage state anymore. Now you're feeling hopeful. And from hopeful, you go up to, I'm gonna accept this. You start accepting. And so on. Little by little, you keep up moving the vibrational scale. The vibration is just the way we feel. So that's why it's very important to know how we're feeling, to acknowledge it, to be with it. Just don't tug it. Know where it's coming from. Is it really your energy that you're feeling? Is it your sadness? Or are you picking up an energy that's not even yours? See, the thing in the shamanic practice, they don't, and this is just, the teachings that I follow have been from the Kiro mystics of Peru, and they don't believe in bad energy. They believe in heavy energy. And there's many ways that we can actually transform this heavy energy. And the thing is that heavy energy, guess where it comes from? It comes from us humans, only from humans. Only we create this heavy energy. It doesn't come from nature. It doesn't come from this other world. Or it comes from us. So we could transmutate this energy. We could give it down to Mother Earth. Mother Earth loves heavy energy because that's where it's transmutated. We connect with nature. We tune in to that good, positive energy that's in nature. We could go back to meditation, even finding some sites with readings, you know, some insight with readings. I love doing, I do readings too, and I get a lot of insight from readings. Why? Because, okay, it makes you feel better. Or whatever the reason, I love the mysticism about it, or the law of attraction, whatever it might be, just do something to make yourself feel better. And it's so important.
Maylin, just to let everybody know, she also does psychic reading. So would you like people to come your way for psychic readings, Maylin?
Sure. Well, I don't like calling them psychic just because I'm more of I do angel channels, and I also do tarot readings, angel tarot oracles. But yeah, I do readings. I do energy clearings. I work with energy, and my specialty is the law of attraction. And why? Because I've attracted a lot of things that were not good when I wasn't awake. So it's very important for us to know how we feel, and so we could go ahead and manifest these things that feel good to us, that makes us feel alive, that these relationships that we want, so we don't keep on repeating the same patterns, you know, with our karmic partners. And
and so many of us do. So many of us just repeat the same thing over and over.
So, yeah, and when that happens, we have to live within ourselves. And sometimes that's not an easy pill to swallow because we're like, oh, how did I attract this again? And we could be really hard on ourselves. And I'm talking about myself because it happens. And I'm like, okay, let me see why this happened. let me go in. And a lot of times, most of the times, our answers are within. But we also have to be receptive and see the answers that are not within. For example, if we ask for signs, we can ask for signs from the universe. Okay, you know what? I need some clarification. Clarification is the best feeling, isn't it, Christiana, when you're like clear and you know? And we look for little things.
It's like a light goes off and you finally understand, you know? Finally understanding.
Yeah.
And that brings some peace,
right.
I think, too. Well, everybody, we are going to take a short break. So please stay tuned, and we will be back soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back, or I should say we are back. Malin, I will unmute you. Okay. Hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christiana.
Now, this time around, I wanted us to talk about different ways to meditate. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I think meditation is so important, and there's so many different ways. You know, the list could just go on. There is journeying, actually taking your spirit into another place in your mind or in another, I could even say another dimension. Some mystics are able to do that. There's also yoga meditation is a form of meditation where you're using your mind and your body with movement. Playing sports could be a form of a meditative state. Even if something is going for a walk out in nature, when we connect with nature, when we put our feet underground and we breathe, we focus our breathing, it's a form of meditation. I personally like guiding meditations. And as you and I went to hypnotherapy school together, of course, that's another form of meditation. And I love incorporating the law of attraction with meditation, with visualization, visualizing. And I think when we visualize, it's so important because we're actually giving something energy. They say that in order for you to manifest something, all we have to do is hold the vibration, hold the thought. Let's just talk about thought, make it simple, for 15 seconds. So you hold it for 15 seconds, and that actually creates a wavelength that it's a vibration out into the universe, and that way the universe could return that back to us. So if we can't see something that we want, if we don't feel it, then it's going to be hard for us to achieve it if we don't feel it and see it first. So, there's many types of meditation, even sitting down and breathing, taking slow, deep breaths is a form of meditation.
Yeah, that's great. Obviously, many options out there for people. A lot of people will say that meditation's too hard for them, but there are literally many, many ways. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. And it takes time. It's not easy, you know. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, people say, oh, I can, like you said, I can meditate. It's so hard. But you have, like anything, you have to practice. And in order quieting our mind, we want to extend the space between thoughts. And that's what it is they say that when you're praying, it's a form of meditation, but you're actually, you know, talking to source, talking to God. But when you're meditating, you're letting source or spirit or God talk to you. And the way we do that is by quieting our mind. And it takes practice. Quieting our mind does take practice. And, you know, sometimes if you're a new meditator, just go out in nature, even on your chair, focus on your breathing, and you will feel so much better. It's just, I think it's we must include it in our daily lives because life is so crazy out there. Even dancing.
How about
dancing meditation?
Mm-hmm. How about meditating by listening to soothing music? Do you think that's a good way to do it?
I love listening to music. Even in the shamanic practice, you meditate with music, with drum beats, with rattles, and that actually helps with the trance state. You know, it's all about getting in that trance state to the alpha waves and in your brain that you can feel relaxed and your thoughts are slower. And if you get a thought, you know, you just have to be an observer. The main thing about meditation is that you want to observe your thoughts. You don't want to get caught up in it like the Buddhists call it the monkey brain. You know, it's when you just get a thought one after the other and your thoughts are taking over you. We have to learn mind control. You'll be like, okay, I feel this, I'm thinking this. But be an observer of your thoughts, and then we focus again on our breathing. We become center. You bring that feeling into your belly. And you bring your attention to your breathing. That's a form of meditation because we're actually not thinking. We're bringing our attention down to one thing. So the little trick about meditation is that you want to bring down your thoughts instead of having, you know, I don't know how many per second, down to one thought, which is, okay, you know, you can work with bringing the divine light in. All the positive energy from the universe, from Pachamama, Mama Nature, bringing it in. And you're going to feel so relaxed and so good and so connected, that oneness that with all that is. And that's the best feeling in the world.
That's awesome. Do you think that you could bring us through a guided meditation?
Absolutely, I would love to. So, you want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right,
so
now is good.
Hopefully that you know, if you're driving or doing something like that that requires your attention, please don't do this. But so just start by getting in a comfortable position and lay down. You can either lay down or sit down on a chair. And just bring your attention to your breathing. I'm going to do a meditation to clear away heavy energy. We're going to actually send it down to Mother Earth. So let's just focus on our breathing. Let's take a deep breath in and exhale. Again, let's take another deep breath in. Exhale. bringing your attention to your breathing and we're going to bring in the light from the heavens. Bring it down from the top of your head all the way down, all the muscles in your forehead. Feel your jaw relax, bringing this light down your neck, relaxing your shoulder muscles. And we're going to breathe in this white light. And we're going to bring it down our chest, feeling so relaxed, feeling so good. We're going to actually, if you want to invite your angels and guides to be with us during this meditation, you can. We bring in all the guides, all the angelic help that we have, all of our guides of the highest light and vibration. And we're going to bring this white light down your abdomen. A lot of times this is where we hold a lot of the heavy energy in our solar plexus. So make sure you just wash this area with the white light and bring it down, down, breathing and relaxing. Bring it down your hips. And we're going to bring this white light down your legs. And just notice if you have any feelings of heaviness, anything that's going on that you're feeling uneasy about. Take this issue and you're going to put it in a ball of light right in front of you. If it's a thought or a problem, we're going to take this ball of light and we're going to bring it all the way down to Mother Earth. Visualize in your mind's eye, sending it down. And you can see it going through the ground in your mind's eye. You could be in the place of nature. Take yourself to a forest. Take yourself to your own beautiful, mystical place. And we're going to take this issue. We're just going to send it down with all of our power. Just send it down to Pachamama, Mother Earth. And you can feel your feet on the ground, getting grounded and connected with this motherly energy. Now, Mother Earth takes the negative, not negative, the heavy energy, and she transmutates into pure light, into positive energy that comes from the universe, from the trees, from nature, from animals, from the sky, from the ground. And it's going to go up the soles of your feet, this positive energy that is now refined. And you're going to send it, bring it up like roots coming up from your feet. Feeling so good and so empowered. Breathing. And we're going to focus on our heart center. The center of self-love. Very good. Feel your heart opening and breathing and widening with this white light. You're completely surrounded in this beautiful light of love and positive energy from Mother Earth. Embracing. Very good. And now that you could always do this little exercise to ground yourself, to give Pachamama any lower vibrations you don't want. Now we're going to start bringing ourselves back. I'm going to count up to three. The count to three, you will be fully back, fully aware, and full of that positive energy. One, start wiggling your toes. Two and three, and we're back, feeling good, expressing gratitude. And just like that, we can do a little quick meditation to ground ourselves and to bring in that positive energy, to just give Mother Earth anything that we don't want, because she feeds off of it and transmuted it into the positive, good energy that we all want.
So, yeah, that was a great meditation. Thank you very much for sharing with everybody. Is there anything else? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You're welcome. And it's just, you know, just something simple like that, just bringing in the light and feeling it. We can't get out to nature right now. Here in the States, we're in the fall, so it can be a little challenging at times. So you could do it in your own little space, in your office, anywhere, just as quick as we did it. And it's really easy. It takes time and, you know, clearing the mind. Like I said, the ego a lot of times tries to tell you, what are you doing? This is stupid, you know. But you tell the ego to be quiet and listen to your own inner guidance, your spirit. It's very loving, and it feels good, and it doesn't judge you. That's the most important thing.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience before I let you go?
Well, all I'm going to say is right now we are in, so a lot of things might be coming to light, and a lot of shadow work. Work on your shadow work. Integrate everything, your whole self, you know, your negative, your positive. Know what's your negative and work with that. You're like, you know what? I don't like this about myself. And I accept it, and I am going to change it. If anyone do want a personal clearing from me, I do most of my sessions online, actually. You can reach my Skype is Meilyn01. That's Meilyn01. And my follow me on Facebook, Mystic May. I also have the YouTube channel, which is I just started it, and I'm really excited about it. Started it about a week ago. I had a hard time putting myself out there because my past life. I found out later that, you know, I've been persecuted in past life for putting myself out there. But no more. I'm out of the spiritual closet, and the world can actually see my face. I know I also had a radio show, but I don't have a problem with talking. It was just the video. But, my YouTube is Mystic May Journey. Follow me on there, too. And thank you so much, Christiana, for having me on your show. It was fun, and everyone enjoyed the meditation.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. All right, you take care and have a blessed day.
You too, honey. Bye. Bye, everyone. Take care.
Okay. Well, that was great. Usually I don't have guests, but this time around I did. And I usually have several callers. Today I don't for the psychic reading or psychic readings. So I'm just going to do a general reading and pull one of my Indigo Angel Oracle cards by Doreen and Charles Virtue. And I got the Explorer card. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Just get out there and explore. Explore new and different things. Explore parts of yourself that you haven't explored before. Even as Malin was saying, our shadows, you know, you can explore that in a safe environment, in your own home or wherever you feel comfortable. And work through it. there are people out there that can assist you if you could find, if you find a shaman, you know, online in your area. They can assist you with that. Working on your doing shadow work and releasing things. So that was just a really quick reading for all of you. I will be back next Saturday evening. It's either going to be Saturday or Sunday. All right, thank you everybody for joining. Have a blessed evening and a good week. Take care.